Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friend, and that topic is simply cordially invited. Cordially invited. Now, we've all received that formal invitation that was inviting us to go to a wedding or a graduation or a grand opening or a formal dinner. We're familiar with that cordial invitation because it's the one that stands out to us. It's the special one. It's better than the open invitation because it's not given to everybody. Yes, my friends and neighbors, there are certain groups and organizations that have mastered the art of the cordial invitation. Those who put on debutante balls and formal dinners and all those types of luxurious events, they get excited about inviting and we get excited about receiving those invitations. Well, the art of the invitation also has a relevance in business. Because if you're an entrepreneur and you're running a business, home-based business, and you're working hard to make sure that you can win every time, then we've got to master the art of the cordial invitation. We've got to know that our business hinges on people coming out and listening to a formal presentation that's going to explain to them all the nuts and bolts, all the ins and outs, all the details they need to make a decision to join our teams. Yes, my friends and neighbors, those who are excellent at the cordial invitation not only generate additional business, but they also grow their confidence. My friends, today our four-step process is going to outline how we should invite those to come out and attend meetings, to come out and attend presentations so that we could explain to them the mission and the vision of the companies we work so hard to serve. My friends, that there is the four S's that outline this process, and that first S tells us that the invitation must be sincere. Yes, my friends and neighbors, there is nothing worse than an insincere invitation. You know, the kind that you receive in the oh, by the way type of format. You want the cordial invitation. People who receive invitations want to know that the person doing the inviting really meant it. So how do you show sincerity? First, make the personal call. Pick up the phone. Call them yourself or send the personalized email or the personalized text message. You see, sincerity is all about thoughtfulness, and therefore, we should be able to explain why, out of all the people we know, we decided to invite this particular person to the meeting. What was it about them? What is it about this individual? They should know it, and we should be able to articulate it. High school seniors invite people to their graduations that made a difference in their lives. They show them their expression of gratitude by sending out that formal invitation. By the same token, if someone is special to you, has shown you kindness, consider to invite them to participate in business with you. After sincerity, we must be specific. Yes, my friends and neighbors, invitations should always be specific. What does that mean? We must include the basic details: the date, time, what to bring, who else can come along, where to park. You see, specificity makes it easy for those in our circles to support our business endeavors because all it takes is one excuse for them not to attend. If they couldn't find parking, they may say, hey, I didn't know there was parking in the back. If they couldn't get in, I didn't know there was an alternative entrance. That's why specificity is so important. Now, specificity doesn't mean that you explain all the details of the meeting, just the important facts of the event. Think of the formal invitations that you've received. What do they display? They have the time, the start time and end, the date, the location, the attire, any special instructions as relates to RSVP. What they don't tell you is the food items on the menu, the topic of the keynote speaker. Yes, my friends and neighbors, specificity doesn't mean you spill all the beans. It simply means you provide all the facts. And once people have the facts and they're empowered with them, then they can take the next steps. After specificity, the next step is strategy. Remember, the goal is to get them to show up. Therefore, a little strategy goes goes a long way. For example, when you advertise that space is limited, it's a strategy that increases urgency. Let your friends know that you're inviting, that there's not room for every single person, that the space is limited, that seating capacity may not be available because it'll fill up really fast. Then you can also advertise door prizes, whatever the type. It's just another strategy to boost excitement. People don't know what the prizes are, but they come out of curiosity. Announcing the guest speaker and his or her credentials is also another strategy to build the credibility of your meeting. Promoting names of the guests or who've already confirmed is another strategy that increases the buy-in. Yes, my friends and neighbors, your strategies will play a major role in whether or not people come to your meeting. Yes, and that's the reason why the strategy must be well thought out and well planned. Last but certainly not least, the invitation must be selective. Yes, my friends and neighbors, it must be selective. Not everybody gets invited to the party of the year, and only a few fans at the concert get backstage passes. In boxing, there are only a limited number of ringside seats, and those are the ones that are most expensive. We've got to be selective. Pick the friends in your circle who are go-getters, high achievers, successful in other endeavors, and if anybody receives an invitation, then they should feel like it's a special invite, that they were highly selected because of unique qualities that they display and they alone. Yes, my friends and neighbors, all of the great invitations that we have are going to create that level of high selection. You think of when football players are selected to participate on professional teams. They have what's called a draft, and everybody doesn't get selected. Only the ones that have exhibited behaviors that show that they could probably be successful at the professional level. By the same token, my friends and neighbors, you know that there are people who've exhibited behaviors, and those behaviors are going to tell you whether or not they should receive your invitation. Remember, there are four key elements to being effective at the art of the invite. One is sincerity, the next is specificity, then after specificity is strategy, and last but not least is being selective. I hope you enjoyed this training segment, and I can make you a personal guarantee. Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.